Okay, my name is Tiffany Peter. I'm 29 years old. I live in Portland, Oregon. I am from the island of Guam, born and raised. But my mom was born and raised in the island of Chuuk. My dad was born in the island of Yap, but he was raised in the island of Palau. There's this story about my grandma. They said that in Ponape, the island of Ponape, they didn't have like plantain banana. So my grandma took the seed of the banana and snuck it in her panties. And then they named the banana Utubantu, because bantu is like panty. And she brought a little seed right over. She didn't think it was gonna grow, but that thing grew. And everybody ate off of the banana tree, and it was delicious. My husband's Catholic, I'm Christian. Three of my kids are born Catholic. She's
I
born
grew up with
Christian,
my
so it's like we're Christian and
grandparents.
Catholic in one household. So I guess I just pray at home and I don't go to church, but I know for a fact that church is a big thing in the Chickies community. Spirits are real, that they can possess people back home. And like it can be evil, it can be good, it can be bad. So it just depends and varies on what is that thing that took a hold of their body. Like I have an aunt who was possessed by one, what is what they say. And she was sitting on the thing and she crisscrossed her legs and she started smoking like our grandma. And she started talking to like my uncle. It's a scary story. But a lot of people back home, that's what they believe. We moved out here 2014. He has a job here. I have a job. Our kids like it. They're part of the community. We used to be in the Centennial community area. We loved that area too. And then we moved out here in this Mill Park area. And it's been like maybe a year and a half now. And we like it. When I was going to school, and then now I see my kids go to school, it's a big difference because now when I drop her off, there's so many different people from different places. And then when I went to school, there was just, you know, certain people that I knew and where they come from. But then when I go to her and drop her off, she has friends within so many cultural backgrounds, and it kind of helped me know that even though not a lot of people know where Guam is, there's even certain people in different places that people don't even know where they're from too. So I was like, oh wow, well, I guess I'm not the only one that feels this way, you know, like, oh, I'm only from Guam, not a lot of people know where I'm from.